we look at Proverbs chapter 14 tonight, we'll start reading with verse number 10. Verse number 10 of chapter 14, the Bible says, "The heart knoweth his own bitterness, and a stranger doth not intermeddle it with his joy. The house of the wicked shall be overthrown, but the tabernacle of the upright shall flourish. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." So let's pray. Father, thank you so much for what you do for us. Thank you for this study we've had in the book of Proverbs. You're trying to teach us how to live life properly. Someone asked a question the other day to someone else. I was just overhearing the conversation. They were sitting next to me, and they asked a question about behavior, and someone said to them, "Listen, you know, somewhere I read that the Bible tells us how to live our life. And if we just follow what the Bible says, it'll help us do that." And the person said, "Well, where can we do that at?" And Lord, I thought, right there in the book of Proverbs. So I piped right up and I stood up for you, Lord, and I told them that you gave it to us in the book of Proverbs. So Lord, as we live our life, help us to live it in a way that glorifies you. Thank you again for this study, for we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Verse number 12, we're going to spend some time with tonight. Verse number 12, "There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." Oftentimes in our life, I believe we do what we think is best. This is what I think is best. This is what I think we should do. This is what I think they should do. This is where I think they should go. This is how I think they should handle it. We're always saying those kind of things. Those kind of things come out of our mouths on a regular basis. But God's telling us that there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Why would he say that to us? Because the Bible teaches us that man's ways always end up at death. God's ways always lead to life. Man's ways always lead to death. Sometimes it may seem right to do something we think we ought to do, but the question is, what does the Bible say? You say, "Well, where does it say it in the Bible?" The book of Proverbs. Again, we're learning that the book of Proverbs is telling us step by step, daily, situation by situation, how to apply the Word of God to our life. So God's telling us that that's what we need to do. When we think we know what the answer is, always make sure that that answer meets what the Bible is telling us to do. Well, I don't think the Bible has all the answers for everything, and that's where our lack of faith comes in. And that's why man ends up in a mess. And that's why man thinks they know more than God knows. But God does have all the answers. And everything that you do, you need and I need is all right here in the book called the Bible. All 66 books of the Bible teach us what we really need in life. The question really becomes then, are we living it? Do we believe it? Do we follow it? Because it's a life of faith. The Bible says the just shall walk or live by faith. We need to live by faith. Walk by faith. Live in faith. What does that mean? That means by trusting what the Bible tells us to do. Even if we think we should do something different. I can't tell you how many times in my life I thought I've known what to do. And I've done it only to end up in a mess. Because I did my thing instead of doing what God wants. Then again, there's many, many times I followed what the will of God has been. And it seems to end up in a mess. But truly, it's not, because I've carried out the will of God. And we don't always understand why He allows us to be in those positions or puts us in those positions or does those things for us. But the truth is He allows us to go into those situations because He trusts us in them. He trusts us to handle the situation as He would want it handled, even though it may not turn out the way we want it to turn out. Because what I think sometimes isn't what God thinks, and what you think sometimes isn't what God thinks. But God knows the way through the wilderness. All I got to do... All I got to do is follow. Isn't that what Moses did as he followed through the path of the wilderness? He didn't know where to go. All he needed to do was follow what God told him to do. And so what you and I need to do is always follow God. I have the right to do what I think is right. And you have the right to do what you think is right. But let me say, it's never wrong to seek wisdom from the Word of God or from those others who are following the Word of God and the wisdom that they may have. And we may need to follow somebody else's advice because we don't have the answer. I honestly don't have a lot of answers in life. But there are some answers that I know without question are right. I know salvation is right. I know eternal security is right. I know baptism is right. I know church attendance is right. I know reading God's Word is right. I know obeying God's Word is right. I know that doing my best to reach other people with the gospel message is right. Why? Because the Bible says it's right. It may not be convenient. It may not be easy. And it may seem hard at times, but it's right. It's right to be a Christian. It's not wrong to be a Christian. It's right to preach against sin, stand against sin, not wrong to stand against sin. It's wrong to kill your baby in abortion. It's right to give birth to that baby. It's wrong to play God on our parts in any aspect of life. Now, we get upset as Christians when people play God when it comes to abortion, don't we? And I don't think that's a bad thing that we get upset about that. But can I say this to you as Christians? Many times we play God in other areas too. Because we do what we want to do instead of what God says to do. Well, I just think this is what we should do. Well, good. I'm glad to hear that. But is that what God wants you to do? Is that what He's called you to do with your life? Are you going to do more for Him because of the decision you've made? Or are you going to do less for Him because of the decision you made? That's what we have to weigh. That's what we have to look at. Sometimes I've made mistakes thinking I'm going to do more for God and then have to do more for myself. The older I get, the more I need to seek wisdom. I see that over and over again. I cannot tell you how many times I run to God now into His Word only to find that I want to do the right thing and what I think to do is right. It's not the right thing to do that's right. And I must do something different than what I thought. I must go a different path than what I thought. We just need to live by God's Word, even if it's difficult. Let me give you an example. I don't like seeing anybody die. But there are times that capital punishment, according to the Word of God, is correct. Now, there are people in this world that say, no, you should never do that. But that's not what God's Word says. And so there are times that capital punishment is the right response to what's going on. Abortion is wrong. I'm going to say this, and you know, people are going to get mad. Maybe not in this room, but somebody's going to get mad somewhere if they hear these words out of a preacher's mouth in the year 2013, because it's hate speech. Homosexuality is a sin. It's a sin. Not because I say it's a sin, but because God says it's a sin. And even though people don't like that, it doesn't matter what we want. It's what God's Word says. Lying is a sin, even if it is for your convenience. Lying is a sin, even though it may seem justified at the moment that you do it. It's a sin. You know, there's less verses on drinking liquor and liquor being a sin than there is, by the way, a sin. But there's less verses on that than there is on lying. And there's less verses on murder and abortion than there is on lying. And yet, many times, Christians lie. People lie. It's the biggest sin, I believe, in the world. And I think it's a sin that every human being is guilty of. I honestly have never met someone who's never, ever told a lie. I met one man recently being in the last few years, that told me, as far as he knows, he's never told a lie. And then he was standing there and his boss asked him if he had done something. He said, yeah, I did it. And then he scurried off and said, I got to go do it right now. And I looked at him and I said to myself, he just said, I never told a lie, and just stood there and told his boss a lie. And I thought, That's just exactly how we are as human beings. We always think what we do is okay. And we excuse our sin. But so it's very important then that verse 12 of chapter 14 become important to us. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. I'll give you another example. Eternal security. I believe in eternal security. I believe that once you're saved forever. Now, there's some things I don't understand. I don't know how God can do that. Because I think some people ought to lose their salvation. Sometimes I think I ought to lose my salvation for the things I've done. There's some people I'd like to see lose their salvation. But God says He gave us eternal life. And it never ends. And I've given unto them eternal life. And that's forever life. For He has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. He's never going to leave us nor forsake us. We are His forever. We are, as John chapter 10 says, we are in the Savior's hand. The Savior's in His hand, is in the Father's hand. And no man, that includes me or you, can pluck Him out. So I can't pluck me out. You can't pluck you out. And nobody can pluck us out. Satan can't pluck us out. Why? Because God teaches eternal security. Now, again, there are some people that don't believe that. But just because you don't believe it doesn't make it not real. Some people don't believe in the Constitution of the United States of America, but it's there. And it's just as valid as ever. You may not follow it, but it's real. There are some people that don't believe in the speed laws. They drive down the road at 50 miles an hour and a 35 and they get mad because they get a ticket. But wait a minute, that's what the law says. I don't think it should be the law. You may not, but you're going to have to pay that ticket. You broke the law. And that's why it's very important then that we live by not our preferences, but by Bible convictions. That which the Bible says we're to live by. I have many preferences in my life. I'll give you a preference. I like Cheerios. I like Cheerios more than Corn Flakes. That doesn't mean Corn Flakes are wrong. Doesn't mean Cheerios are wrong. It's just that's my preference. But we're not supposed to do things spiritually by preference. We're supposed to do it because God said so. God says this is right. God says this is wrong. Whether I like it or not, God's right. I'm wrong. God says it's the way it should be and this the way it shouldn't be. That God's right. I'm wrong. God's right. The world's wrong. God's right. The government may be wrong. God's right. Your business may be wrong. God's right, your union may be wrong. God's right, your boss may be wrong. God's always right. God's always right. And right is always right. We just got to make sure that we're walking in that form. So it's important. Most of our decisions we make are made on preferences and not the Bible. Or on thoughts, the thoughts we think about God should have, rather than the thoughts that God gives us in His Word. Our opinion is not what should be important. The Word of God is what's to be important. Let's look at verse 13 now. Even in laughter, the heart is sorrowful, and the end of that myrrh is heaviness. The backslider in his heart shall be filled with his own ways, and the good man shall be satisfied from himself. The condition of the heart, verse 14. Shows itself sooner or later in somebody's life. The condition of your heart will show in your life. The heart of a backslider is filled in his own ways. It's going to show that sooner or later. A good man shall be satisfied from what? Himself. How is he going to be satisfied from himself? Because he's living a righteous life. So the condition of the heart shows itself sooner or later. If we connect that with verse number 12, as a man thinketh in his heart, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he, then the way that you and I live comes out of us sooner or later. So is he means that's the way we're going to live. So our heart condition shows up. Sometimes people say, well, how do you know that's the way I am? There it is in your life. It's right there. If you thought this was important, then you would do it. You would do it every time you're supposed to do it. Regardless of what you think. Let's use an example, church attendance. There's some people that don't think church attendance is important, that we can pick and choose when we should and should not go to church. But that's not what God teaches. That's not our decision to make. That's God's decision to make. So, sooner or later, that view, I can make my own decision when it comes to that, comes out in our life. And folks will say, how come you don't go to church? Well, I go to church, but God says, well, I go when I think I need to go. Sooner or later, you're going to see in your life what you really believe. And others are going to see in your life what you really believe. Because what we live our life is what comes out of our life. If I really believe in prayer, then I'm going to pray. If I really believe that God's Word hiding in my heart gives me victory over the devil, then you're going to find that I'm going to be hiding God's Word in my heart because I believe that's what gives me victory. If I believe I can make the decisions on my own, you're going to see that result in my life of making my own decisions. It's not my decisions that I have to be worried about. I must make sure I follow God's decisions. That's what's important. And so we see many things here that could help us live right. So, I learned this too. That means my mind becomes important. I must keep a clean, clear mind. My mind must be stayed on the right things. It's easy for the world to pollute my mind. It's easy for the world to pollute your mind. It's easy for the world to get us off track in our thinking. I like to listen to the news. I like to listen to a lot of different broadcasters. I like to listen to different folks on the radio. But I can't very long. Because if I do, I start to allow that to affect my thinking. And my mind gets what I call muddled. It gets muddy. And I start to think what the broadcaster on the radio program is saying, or the TV program is saying, or this person's opinion, as being fact rather than following what the Word of God is. Can I be honest with you? It doesn't matter what's happening in this world. What matters is, are we living according to the Word of God? Because this world's going to continue to go on, and our life is temporal, and we're going to die soon, and we're going to have to stand before God, not the world, we are. For what we've done, and the way we've lived, and the way we've thought, and the way we've behaved. So it's important then that I, as a Christian, keep a clean, clear mind. How do I do that? I need to listen to the Word of God. I need to read the Word of God. I need to hear the Word of God. Blessed is him that heareth. I need to hear it. So my wife can tell you oftentimes, when she's home at the time of the day that I'm up, either I'm up early or in the morning, if you came by my office, you would hear the Bible being on tape. Because I'm listening to the Word of God as I read the Word of God. I've done this for years. I have just put the Word of God on in the background. Instead of listening to music, I listen to the Word of God because it's going to have an effect on me by me hearing. Sometimes we need to shut some things off and turn on the right things. I have found that the music I listen to affects me. I have found that the TV programs I watch affect me. I find the places I go affect me. So then I then need to be careful that I maintain my mind. That's what we're learning here. That's what this verse is teaching us. Verse 14 telling you and I that the way that we actually believe in our heart, which comes from our mind, is what will end up to come out in our life. When the hard times come, and heartache comes, and heartbreak comes, what you do at that time really will tell everybody what you really believe. Do you really believe that God's in control? Or are you trying to get in control? Do you really believe that God knows what He's doing? Even though it doesn't seem like it's going the way you think it should go? As verse 12 talks about. Or we're just going to trust the Lord with what He is doing. Let Him be God and us. Just be who we are. His servants. We are the servants of the Almighty God. That's what verse 14 is trying to teach us. God's telling you and I that we need to be careful what goes in this mind. What we concentrate on, what we spend our time around, what we spend our time in, how we behave ourselves, how we speak, we've learned that. What we think about. And making the right decisions. Over and over and over again in the book of Proverbs, we've seen God give us line by line, precept upon precept, to build our lives in such a way that the way we live it glorifies Him. So let's put that to work in our life this week. Father, thank You for what we've learned. Holy Spirit, now teach this truth to us in a way that we won't forget it. Help us to understand it.